Don't forget the Tournament of Roses Parade broadcast by The Phil Hendry Show on the web January 1st. This is a first, a webcast. And it comes to you for only $4.95. That's right, $4.95, an unedited, completely uncensored, Harvey Wireman, Margaret Gray style, Rose Parade. The bands, the color, the pageantry, the floats, the people. All that stuff comes to you on January the 1st for only $4.95. It's a special webcast. When are we getting copies of our Rose Parades past, Mike? Probably sometime next week. We'll give you a taste of some of the Rose Parades we've done in the past. But this is going to be even better. This is going to be completely unedited, and you can only get it on the web. It's not on the radio. It's not on TV. It's only via the Internet. So go to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. For more information on how you can get our special webcast, you can't hear it on the radio, and you can't see it on TV. And again, it'll be on January the 1st. Our live, uncensored, unedited webcast of the Rose Parade. And as we have said, I can't think of an event that cries out more for a unedited, uncensored viewing than the Rose Parade. Well, Christmas time is here, and the book Christmas Gifts That Heal is going to be due on the, is going to be due out on the bookstands next week. Its author, Dr. Jim Sadler, joins us on our newsmaker line now from San Diego, California, actually. Dr. Sadler, how are you?
Very, very good, Phil, and a Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Dr. Sadler, Christmas gifts, it's getting close to Christmas. It is difficult for some men to find the right gift for their wives, and especially gifts that show, I guess, they show that they are paying attention to their wives and to their wives' wants and needs. That's exactly what your book is about, right?
That is correct, Phil. Women need to know men are listening. They need to know that men hear what they want and what they're about, what their dreams are and what their needs are.
Now, let me ask you, are you married?
You know, Phil, unfortunately, I am. I'm on my fourth marriage, and hopefully this is it, but I've had to learn through trial and error. But I hope that some people can benefit from my experience. Yeah.
And now, let me ask you, you're married for the fourth time, so the benefits that you, the things you've learned from, if I can call it, three failed marriages, they're in this book?
You know something, Phil? I think that they are, and I think that I can help them. I'm married right now, for instance.
What makes you think this marriage is going to last?
Well, Kaylee is different. She is, she's just, there's nothing like her. I've never known a woman like her. She's energetic. She is a good deal younger than me. Because of her youth, she's 19, but she's a wise 19, and an old soul full of childlike whimsy. I need a younger woman because I have a lot of energy. But I made the mistake of marrying three women my own age because that's what the omnipresent, that's what they say you're supposed to do. But I took the road less traveled, and it's meant a world of difference.
All right, so after three marriages, you are now married for the fourth time. How old are you?
I'm 45.
And your wife is 19?
That's correct.
And you say that you married her because she has a lot of energy?
Well, she does have a lot of energy. She has a lot of sexuality. She's fun, I think, is the bottom line about Kaylee and me. We just have a lot of fun. And so I took the things that I learned from three failed marriages and the things that I've learned from this successful marriage, and I put it into my book. And I think that men should listen to their wives. I know most of your listeners, most of the men listening to you, are probably married to older women than the woman that I'm married to. But I think that a lot of men should go with their instinct. And this Christmas, what we say is dare to care.
All right. In your book, The Christmas Gifts That Heal, and you do say you should dare to care. When a woman is really being honored by her husband, what are the gifts that a husband is going to give her?
Well, in our book, so we divide it up into six categories. There is the self-care gift, the self-image gift, the warrior woman, the beautiful woman, the fashion model inside, and self-love. And
give me an example of a self-care gift that a husband would give a wife.
Well, gift certificates, for instance, for cosmetic surgery, breast lift, an eye job, some kind of lifting, some kind of suction, any kind of suction, I think, shows that you care about her and that you want to see her get better. I think every husband wants to see his wife get better. I know that I wanted to see all three of my previous wives, forgive me for putting it this way, Phil, but I wanted to see them get better looking, really more than anything else.
Right.
And so I would suggest cosmetic surgery. I suggested all three of my previous wives had breast implants. All three had liposuction. All three had nose jobs. And at least one of them had hair implants.
Okay. Was that enough?
Well, obviously, no.
Yeah, you were married three times, and now you're not married anymore to them.
That is correct.
All right, give us an example of a self-image gift that a husband might give a woman.
Well, this is fun. This is the fun part of our book. A membership to a gym, I think, is a good self. I think it's a very good self-image gift. And say it's from Santa Claus so that it allows the magic to continue in your marriage. You know, a gift certificate to a gym. A man I know, I'll give an example, Phil. His wife's posterior was literally, and I mean this quite literally, was sickening him. And then she toned it up. And
she toned it up, and then what happened?
He's back on solid foods.
Really?
That's right.
Pardon me. All right, and then an example, I guess, of... All right, now that is... We had some technical difficulties there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It wasn't your fault. What about the... Now, there's a part in your book where you give a gift to a woman, the warrior woman gift. This is interesting to me.
Oh, really? It is, Phil, because I know you're married to a very athletic woman.
Yeah, Maria is athletic.
This is a great gift to give the warrior woman. And we suggest that a thigh master, to begin with, makes sense. Because a woman, I don't think there's anything worse than a woman whose thighs have betrayed her. And the thigh master is just a nice way of saying, I love you, and I wish your thighs were not the way they are, but I know they can be better. With you and me together working on it, me buying the thigh master and you using it.
Right. Okay, and then you have a part, the beautiful woman gift.
This is a wonderful gift. We suggest Clairol Living Color Hair Dye. There's Snow Bunny Blonde, Young Teen Amber, and Beach Baby Brunette. So you can sort of squint your eyes and imagine your wife being 20 or 30 years younger. These are the things that we can do, Phil. The fashion model inside... Begin to help her get into shape by, buy some caftans and give her the hope that someday she'll be able to wear the things in the lingerie catalog. But you don't want to get to the point of giving her a bag. This is what we're saying. This is what the whole point of my book.
You are trying to, in other words, offset a horrible inevitability?
That is correct. The horrible inevitability that I think a lot of men finally reach, where you just go to the closet. You just go to the closet, grab a paper bag.
Okay, well, can you hold that, Doc?
Sure.
That's probably one of the nicest setups I've ever done in any bit. That was great. So Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. And he's talking to us today about Christmas Gifts That Heal. His book is entitled Christmas Gifts That Heal. And among the Christmas gifts that a husband can give a wife to show her that he cares, the self-care gift, which is a gift certificate for cosmetic surgery, the self-image gift, a membership to a gym, the warrior woman, which is a thigh master, and as Dr. Sadler put it, together, the two of you working together can make your wife become the woman that she can be, you buying the thigh master and her using it. The beautiful woman gift, which is any number of Clairol Living Color hair dyes, Snow Bunny Blonde, he mentioned, Teen Amber, and then the fashion model inside. Begin to help her get into shape by giving her gifts that'll cover her up right now. A caftan now, but the lingerie catalog for later. And then the self-love gift, which is just going to the cosmetic counter and asking for any sloughing lotion and crease remover. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, and with me is Dr. Jim Sadler on our Newsmaker line from San Diego, California, talking to us about a book that he's written called Christmas Gifts That Heal, and how men and women, husbands and wives, can work together to create that new you that so many women are striving to become. And you say, Dr. Sadler, that your book is based on four marriages. You're married now currently to a woman who is 19.
That is correct, Phil.
So you married a much younger woman than yourself.
That is correct.
Is that different from your other three marriages?
Oh, absolutely. I was married to women who were relatively my own age. My first wife, I married very young. We were both still in college. That lasted 3 years. My second wife was also a doctor, but she was much more of a, I guess you could say she was the one who took care of the home and hearth and paid the bills while I went out and worked and earned the money. Well, we were married for 10 years. My third wife was, actually it wasn't much of a marriage at all. I met her in Las Vegas. I had been drinking. I had been binge drinking, trying to get over my second marriage. And I was married to Daphne for probably 6 weeks.
Good Lord.
That's right. That's right. I'm not proud of that.
And then your current wife now, Kaylee.
I met Kaylee. I was teaching a class at Cal State Northridge. And it was a pre-psychology class. And Kaylee was in my class. And we just went out for coffee. And we had a couple of dates, and it was just, we just knew, we both knew it was right.
All right, so your book, where you talk about how men should give women gifts of self-care, for instance, a gift certificate for cosmetic surgery, give her a gift, is she going to appreciate this?
Phil, I was married to three women who were older, and these are all the mistakes that I made. I'm trying desperately to help men not make the mistakes that I made. Too late, my wives had breast enhancement. Too late, my wives started using thigh masters. Much too late to save our marriages. And much too late did they begin to do something with their hair color or even begin to do something with their body shape. The crease remover that I mentioned at the very last, and that is...
That's under self-love. These are the self-love gifts, where you get a sloughing lotion and crease remover. I don't know, but I take it those are cosmetic creams?
That is correct. The sloughing lotion is a desperate attempt to try to get the skin back into some kind of condition so that it resembles. It can never be the skin of a 20-year-old woman, but at least it can start to sort of resemble if you were to imagine what her skin would be like. And then the crease remover, obviously, to get rid of a lot of the lines in her face. You can start with that. Then I get her on the thigh master. Then I try to do something with her hair, and then you can do the cosmetic surgery. But these are mistakes that I made in my previous three marriages, where I have.
Well, let me ask something. Were your wives overweight? Were they?
Well, they, yes. In varying degrees, they have these problems, and I did everything all in the wrong. I would have started out, for instance, with Daphne. The first thing I would have done is got the CAT scan on her. Just cover it all up. That's the first thing you do with a woman that's heavy. Cover it up. You don't want to look at it. Just cover it up.
And now, for those men out there who don't know what a kaftan is, it's a long, like a muumuu.
It's a muumuu style dress, yeah. But the first thing you do with a woman that's overweight is just let's pull the curtain on it so you don't have to look at it. Then the next thing you want to do is begin to get the thigh master going. Do something with her hair, with the Clairol Living Color hair. Then I start working with the crease remover and the cosmetic counter sloughing lotion. Then start to get into the suction, liposuction, breast enhancement, etc.
All right, so there is a plan of attack if men are willing to follow your book and women too.
Absolutely. And these are gifts that will heal the rifts in your marriage right now and in your relationship, because I know there's so many men who just don't know how to say to their wife, you're large, you're not fat, you're not obese, but you're somehow... You're taking up more space in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, in other words... A way to do it is to say, if she comes into the room, to say, geez, it suddenly got a little bit heavier in here.
Right. I saw that Simpsons, too.
Right. So that's what we're talking about. These are gifts that will heal the rifts in your relationship and let your wife know that you really are paying attention to her.
We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler. The book is Christmas Gifts That Heal, and the kinds of gifts that you can give your wife this holiday season that will let her know, A, you love her, and B, you want her to be the best woman she can possibly be, the most self-realized woman, the most together woman.
Absolutely, Phil.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Dr. Sadler here this evening, I also would like to mention to you, Dr. Sadler, that you said something that sort of piqued my interest. Can you actually draw attention to a woman's weight without her getting really nuts?
You can.
How do you do that? Yeah, you mentioned making jokes about it.
You can do it with humor, Phil. You tell her that you love her, but you can do it with humor.
And that, hence the comment, it suddenly feels larger in this room?
No. Yeah, you can say that, or you can say it doesn't seem to... I can't get it. You know what I used to do with my second wife, and she actually found it funny. I would, when she'd walk into the room, I would pull up my collar, and I'd say, ooh, I can't get the air.
Uh-huh.
And things like that.
You know, I suddenly feel very immature having you on this show. You know that?
Why?
Well, I don't know. It just seems that we're making fun of women.
No. We're not making fun of women.
Well, I mean, saying things like, boy, I can't get any air...
No, that's what you say to a woman, so that she'll know that you love her. And the other thing you can do, Phil, is just start to buy clothes for her that are too small. So she'll say, well, I can get into a size 12, not bad, you know. Things like that.
All right. 1-800-449...
You're still trying to get calls on this, huh?
Yeah, we are. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here. As we talk to Dr. Jim Sadler on the Christmas Gifts That Heal book that he has written, and it is available. The book is available next week in paperback. It's Phil Henry's show here, and don't forget you can log onto our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com for all the latest Phil Henry Show news and information on our January 1st, 2001 webcast. That's philhendryshow.com. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back. one 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Well, it is Christmas right around the corner. It's a great time of the year. I'm an unabashed fan of Christmas. I dig it. I like going out and I don't like going out and shopping, but I dig all the other cool stuff. You know, the hot buttered rum and the looking at the lights, sort of squinting at the lights on your Christmas tree as you,
get me another rum, honey.
I just dig it all. And with us is Dr. Jim Sadler, Christmas Gifts That Heal. And I'm not trying to make light of it, Dr. Sadler. You like celebrating at Christmas?
Absolutely, Phil. Kaylee, my wife, and I enjoy it immensely. She, as I said, is a good deal younger than me. So she likes to wear youthful things, and we love to do youthful activities. And, of course, for instance, we have an electric train set, and we roll around on the floor and just have a great time.
But your book, Christmas Gifts That Heal, help men who have older wives get into shape.
That's right. That's what we call sharing, helping a woman, a man helping a woman get down to a reasonable, decent weight is a great way to start the holiday season and a great way to share at Christmas time.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Annette on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey. My thought was, as soon as I heard your guest speak, my thought was that his message is a message of conditional love. He doesn't love his wives unconditionally.
Well, I'm married to one woman now. Yes, I was married previously.
But my husband and I are experiencing something interesting. In the recent weeks, we both kind of decided that, hey, we're 39, we're 44, we're getting a little overweight, and you know, we fell madly in love all over again. You know, we've been married for 15 years, and we decided that, you know, we need to make this work because too many marriages are falling apart. So we're working hard at it. And one day I said to my husband,
how much weight have you lost?
What's that?
How much weight
have
you lost?
Well, I'm not obesely overweight. I'm maybe 10, 15, 20 pounds overweight.
Well, I like to say, Annette, that the more weight, you can judge how hard you're working on a marriage as to how much fat you're actually losing. Okay? you see what I'm saying?
Well, I think marriages work. But in addition to that, my husband loves me so unconditionally that I want to please him. And,
well, do you,
and
in
above
other words,
and beyond,
has he purchased you any I don't know what you want to call them, caftan type clothing or anything?
Absolutely not. And he happens to be a plastic surgeon.
So he doesn't need to cover up what's there. So you can start from a good place.
That's correct.
All right.
But our marriage is based on unconditional love. We're not going to wait.
Do you belong to a gym?
No, but I don't hate
it. Have you had any liposuction?
Absolutely not.
All right, so how do you say, you're working on your marriage, but I don't see how you're doing it.
A marriage is more than just physical appearance. We're looking on a relationship, on our emotions, on the deeper aspects of marriage.
I see.
Want to look our best for each other,
yeah,
but that isn't what.
Did you hear everything this woman said, Phil?
Yes.
See, that's all code for I'm in denial. That's all. Oh, marriage is more than physical, and we're working on a relationship. It's all code for I'm in denial. And what I would encourage you and your husband to do is to start with a Stairmaster and start the tone. Okay?
Absolutely not. You're focusing on all the wrong things.
No, we're focusing on the right things. You said you're overweight.
I love my husband.
You said that your marriage is in trouble.
If he becomes 300 pounds, he will still be my husband, and I love the person.
Would you still
be
his wife after he got on top of you? 300 pounds. I don't even think you'd be breathing.
I think that's really rude.
What?
I think what you just said is very rude, and I think it's very intimate, and you shouldn't ask her that.
Well, she's saying she'd still love a man who 300 pounds later
I
laid
think I
on
should.
Top of
You should love your husband and wife, irregardless of their physical appearance.
I agree with you, ma'am.
Marriage is more than physical appearance. That is why marriage is such a pickle that
it's in. All right, well, okay, you're asking for a bag.
Is.
Okay, and the day that your husband comes to you with a paper bag, what are you going to say? You're
going
to say,
I have a gracious, loving husband who loves me unconditionally.
Okay.
All right, Annette, thank you very much. I know what you're talking about. Thank you very much for your call. Here is Hanny on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hanny, hello.
Yes,
sir, go ahead.
Yes, hi.
So that last lady is going to be wearing a paper bag by Valentine's Day.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, I just wanted to, Dr. Sadler, is that your name?
Yes, Jim Sadler here. How are you, sir?
I think your concept is so damn superficial. It's so superficial, and you're basing you're basing a marriage or a relationship on the way the person looks. This is not a relationship or a marriage.
Danny, you're not from America, so you may not know the term.
That doesn't matter. It's all over the world.
All right,
man.
That's
it has
true.
nothing to do with America or Europe or anything.
Danny, do you know the term two-bagger?
A what?
Do you know what a two-bagger is?
No, I'm not
all
familiar
right.
with that.
That's when a woman becomes so frightening that you consider two bags.
Okay, you're talking about, if I could interrupt you, Dr. Sadler.
Certainly.
It's certainly. You sound so literate and academic, and you're telling this man about a two-bagger. What he means, Hanny, is that it's a schoolyard term. A girl's so ugly she needs two paper bags over her head.
Jesus.
Well, it's not school.
You call yourself a doctor? You shouldn't even be. You shouldn't
I actually
even
call myself
to teach. I feel sorry for the students that you teach and the people that you teach. You shouldn't be allowed to teach or tell people how to conduct a relationship.
Oh, so another? Are you married, sir?
I am married.
Okay, so
I
one
am married
day.
For 2 years, and neither of us is overweight. Neither of us. We both work out. We both go to the gym.
Well, that's good.
But let
I don't
me
know why
finish.
You have to.
Let me finish.
My father, sir.
My father and mother were married for 45 years, and both of them gained weight and lost weight over their relationship. And the love stayed the same, got stronger and stronger.
I agree with you, sir, but I think you have to do something when a woman walks into the room and the air begins to get thin.
That has nothing to do with the love that you have for this person.
How can you love someone when you're strangling? How can you love someone when you're asphyxiating?
You're telling me that some women...
You're basing a relationship on sex?
No,
yeah,
I'm saying
physical,
that if she's just so large.
Physical aspect is important, but not.
Yes.
Not this is not 100% relationship.
Danny.
This is crazy.
Do you know what a bush pig is?
Okay, Dr. Sadler, you are.
Well, I was going to ask him a question.
I don't care. I think you're getting into some areas that we don't need to get into. Hanny, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. Esther, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to make a comment, and that is that. This guy is not a professional, and he's nothing but a jerk, and I don't think his book's going to sell very well. I agree
well, I
with
don't
the
know
basis
what I said.
That someone's relationship is not based on weight. I was quite thin when I met my spouse because of health problems. I am not anymore, but I'm far from being ugly and far from being anything else, and if he ever treated me with negative comments like that, my husband would be out the door. Because positive influence is what gets people to change,
well,
not negative.
Well, ma'am, all I'm
Thank
saying
Thank you, sir.
Is,
Bye.
Do you wear a thigh mask? Do you wear a caftan? I bet you she does. Because she didn't have the courage to stand.
She said she had a weight problem. Okay. Here is Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Mary. This is Dr. Sadler.
Hello. How
yeah.
are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm really disturbed about your comments. I think they're very shallow.
Well, I was married three other times to women who...
That's the problem.
...literally cut the oxygen off in the room when they walked in. All right? So I said to myself that I would never let a wife of mine get to be what I call a two-bagger or a three-bagger again.
Oh, you listen to the words you use?
The two-bagger... Why are you saying that, Dr. Sadler?
Because I mean that. I'm sorry, I mean it. I would never, and I got myself a 19-year-old wife.
Okay, when she becomes 30, you'll ditch her like you ditched all the rest. Because as we get older, our body chemistry is not the same.
But we can do things, Mary. We can
No doubt, but you're not going to, unless she starves herself to death.
You can have a nose job.
She's not going to look 19.
You can do breast enhancement. I'm just talking
about... Why would anybody want to go through that? We're not in the movies.
Well, all I'm saying is, when she starts breaking chairs, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you'll ditch her. How do you look?
Well, I would ask you,
How do you look? How would you feel if a woman keeps... telling you the things you're telling them.
No, but I'll tell you how I look, but I want to ask you this question.
Mm.
When she starts snapping the legs on chairs, what am I supposed to do?
Yours will be flabbing right along with her, and long before her because she's 19.
So your question was what?
What do you look like?
I
know
I'm,
it's not
I'm,
like Jack Lane or whatever the guy's name is.
Jack Lane. I look like Jack Lane. When she sits on my lap and the only thing that pops up is a femur bone, that's not good. You see what I'm saying? So I want her to stay in fighting trim, and we can begin to do that.
Did you write a prenuptial marriage with all this kind of thing in it for her?
Yes, yes, I did.
You know you can ditch her when she gets that?
Yes, I did.
You did write a prenuptial?
Yes, I did.
What's
gross about it? I simply wrote into it that if she broke any furniture as the result of her weight, yes, naturally I would have the right to opt out of our working arrangement.
You are disgusting.
Well, I guess you're the kind of woman that would want me to go and buy an Italian silk sofa and have my fat 300-pound wife sit on it and snap it in half.
Now, all you need to do is keep changing them at 19. It's like you're changing wives like you change your clothes.
You know, Mary, how old are you?
I'm 50.
I'll bet you're a knockout.
I wouldn't consider myself a knockout. But I just went to a funeral where my son's friends were, and they said, is that his mother? But I am not close to...
Your son's friends probably said more than that. They probably said, check the ass on...
Okay.
They probably said that, too, but, I mean, I don't go into the gym. I haven't been in the gym in, like, 15 years.
You know what you should have done? You should have wagged your finger at them and said, young man, come into this bedroom immediately.
Okay, I'm really...
Oh, you need to get this guy off the show.
I am really...
No, what's the matter with that? Sex with a younger man?
A younger man, not 15, or however...
Oh,
how old are your sons, ma'am?
My son's 20.
All right, 20. A roll in the hay with that? Come on.
Oh, I think you're so obnoxious.
Well, anyway, Mary, let me suggest Clairol Beach Baby Brunette, and then the...
Okay, Dr. Sadler, thank you very much.
All right, well, Kayla's calling me right now. We have to go...
Does your book sell?
It's going to be out
next
week. It'll be out next week. Kayla and I are going to play thoroughbred racing now. She just said writer's up, so I'm going to...
Thank you very much.
Don't expect to get rich off of that book.
Okay, well, win, place, the show.
All right. That's pretty weird hour, man. I don't know if I ever want to talk to that guy again. Do we have a copy of his book? Because I'd love to read it. Christmas Gifts That Heal, and we had nothing but women calling in wanting to kill a guy. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. I just glanced up here and check out CNN, and they had the, they have in the corner there how the stock market did today. And the stock market, the Dow went down 240 points, and then yesterday went down 119 points. And Jesus, is Clinton still in office? Is Gore not conceding? Oh my God, it's Bush. Because I thought that Gore was the guy who was driving the economy or driving at least the stock market into the toilet because he wouldn't concede and people didn't have confidence. And they said if you just concede and if you just hand the presidency over to Bush, man, I mean the confidence would go right through the ceiling on this deal and it's down 240 points. But I guess that's Clinton's fault too, right? These guys have got it both ways. They are going to, it's going to be so much fun for Bush because this guy finishes out 4 years blowing the economy all to hell, which I'm not even going to blame the guy for doing it, but as long as we're blaming presidents, I might as well get on the bandwagon. I think I'll blame Bush for all the crap that's going to happen the next 4 years. And if anything goes right, I'll say it's because we got a split 50-50 down the middle of the Senate. We got a whole lot more Democrats in there. How about that? Anyway, it don't look like anybody's got any confidence in the Republicans running the country, and the reason for that is, all bets are off, man. The old days, they're gone. It ain't like the old days, man. Republicans in Washington and in the White House don't necessarily mean that the whole business community is just smacking its hands together and clicking its heels and jumping up and down with glee. It doesn't necessarily mean that. What it means is it's just another schmuck sitting in there, and let's wait to see what this guy's going to do. And so far, he ain't looking too good. So far, we ain't got all the confidence that you said we ought to have. Well, guess what? We don't. So, and when the economy starts to tank, and by the way, I don't want to scare you guys. I guess it's slowing down. Let's call it that. Who knows whether it's going to go into recession or not? Seriously, who knows? I mean, it may, you know, Greenspan, he's going to drop the interest rates. That may spur some buying there on Wall Street. It may spur people to begin to borrow money again. I doubt it because, like they say, a recession is a self-fulfilling prophecy. People, psychologically, the economy is driven, isn't it? And some guy cuts a fart, like I said, on the floor of the Wall Street, of the Dow Jones, right there, you know, the Wall Street, what am I trying to say? The New York Stock Exchange, and people start selling, whether it makes any sense or not, because that's just the way it is. It's panic-driven. It's emotion-driven. Well, the same thing goes with a recession. When people stop spending, and people start laying off, and people start cutting back on production, it just becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, they say, well, everybody else is doing, I guess I better do it too. And the next thing you know, we've got ourselves a couple of quarters, there's stagnant growth, and the country is effectively, officially in what is called a recession. Which, you know, you could have seen this coming a year ago. It's not a bad thing, it's the way it goes. It's just we cycle around. And things will pick up, and they'll get better after that. But it might be tough going for a few months. But I remember last year when we were having trouble with the house, and I was listening to this guy say the times are good and we don't have enough skilled workers. And a lot of these contractors that I was dealing with, things were so good for them that they were just sort of picking and choosing what jobs they were going to show up for and when they were going to show up on time and how they were going to treat us. And, you know, things were so good. They had all the work they needed. Who needs you, Mr. Henry, right? And I told those guys then, I said, this isn't going to last, man. This is not going to last. And you guys remember I told you. Well, guess what? Now, you know, what goes around comes around, baby, and payback's a bitch. I think I'll call those same guys up and say, hey, you know, I think I was wanted to knock a wall out and put in a fireplace. Think you guys can do that? Sure, Mr. Henry, for like half the money you said you would. Because guess what? I'm cutting back, too. Oh, you turkeys, man. You guys, I know a lot of these people who were in business and did well during the expansion, and you treated your customers well, and you provided service, and you never cut back on anything, and you didn't make excuses, and you weren't giving me the old sob, I was not enough skilled workers because the labor market is tight or whatever. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about the rest of you chumps who thought you were going to get by because things were so good, man, the work was just going to keep on flowing. Or, conversely, because you knew there was going to be a slowdown, so you packed in as many jobs as you could, and you did a crappy job on all of them because you didn't have enough guys, and you didn't want to pay enough guys because you wanted to make sure you were packing enough money away, and because you wanted to make sure your overhead was cut back far enough so that you could put a few dollars in the bank. So what you did is you got a whole bunch of jobs, made a whole bunch of money, and did a crappy job on all of them. Good luck. Because I ain't going to be remembering you, man, when time comes for me to, build the gazebo for my daughter's wedding. Or something like that. See, that's the whole thing about a recession, especially if you're a guy who's in business for himself, you're in a service-oriented end of the business, you know, and you got to go out and you got to get paying customers, man. These guys got to come back and knock on my door, the very guys that pissed me off in the first place, if you'll pardon my French. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.